Time now for our Friday Coaches Show with West Plains basketball head coach. Coach Miller is here with us. And, well, the blue and gold is kind of, well, that's what happened last, you know, when we took our little break for the holidays. Walk us through that.
So that first game on the 26th or the day after Christmas, played Springfield Catholic.
Good team.
Want to say number 7 or 8 in class 4. Good team. Bunch of guys could shoot it. We gave ourselves a chance in that game. I think we ended up losing by 9 or so at the very end. Kind of had to get sped up a little bit. Something we've been trying to do is control pace.
Yeah.
And if we can get people to play at our pace, we feel a little more comfortable. We felt like we did that, and then we kind of got a little too deep. So then we kind of go speed up. So then lost that first game, and then turn around and play Buffalo. Played a Buffalo team that only had one senior on the roster, had played 6 sophomores and played like 2 freshmen. So we ended up, that was a nice little confidence booster for us. I think we ended up winning the game by 20. Had multiple kids in double figures at that point. And then turn around and play Bolivar. And the one thing about Bolivar and Coach Hoy, he always does a great job. No matter his talent level, he does a great job, and he gets his kids to play hard and do the right thing. We had ourselves a chance to go up. It was tied with about 10 seconds left. Had a chance to go up. Had one of our players attack the rim. Got a charge called against him, which was it was the right call. Unfortunately, Bolivar got the ball underneath the basket, went called timeout, went length of the floor, scored a last second layup. And one thing I told our boys at the very end after the game is I would probably still give the ball back. It was Jared Kraft at that point. He was the one who was attacking the basket. I would give back the ball to him every single time in that situation. But the other side of it is we really haven't been in that situation this year a whole lot. So that was it's hard to mimic that in practice. We can try our best, but it's really hard to mimic that late game situation in practice. And that was kind of the end of blue and gold for us. Our goal is always to play 4 days. Unfortunately, only played 3 days. And then this past week, this past Tuesday, we played Glendale at home. I felt like we controlled the 3/4 of that game speed wise. We never really got sped up until the very end. I think we ended up being down like 7 with about 3 to go. So we kind of had to chase them a little bit, which is one thing that Glendale loves. They love that up and down.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing when we're talking about the pace of play, you know, it's not like you're wanting to play slow, but there is a tempo that you like to stay in. And, you know, some teams, as West Plains right now, things will get better as we go along. But when other teams are wanting to play just rapidly fast, crazy, crazy fast, some players struggle with that, handling the basketball. The game's just moving so fast, and I've seen that a lot in where, you know, this last holiday tournament series that I went through. That's, you know, being able to control the tempo, the pace of the game is so huge for how the outcome is.
It is, and one thing that for any kind of good basketball team, they control the pace on both ends of the floor.
Yeah.
They want to speed you up defensively, and they also want to control and get the best possible shot on offense.
Well, and you know, some people say, well, you should be able to play at any pace. Well, yeah, you should. And the teams that can play at any pace, slow, fast, super fast, you know, or what I used to always hear coaches say was, you know, you got NASCAR and you got Indy, you know, And if you could, you're probably pretty doggone salty.
Yeah.
If you can, okay, how you want to play? You know, I mean, you can look at your opponent and say, oh, you want to play a half court game? All right. We'll beat you.
Yeah.
You know, you want to play full court up and down? All right. We'll beat you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, there are teams out there that can do that, and they're the really, really, really good ones, aren't they?
Oh yeah, and those are the teams that, if they can make it a half court game or a full court game, you're kind of thinking like, okay, like now you on the opposing side, you're like, you got,
what do I do?
You got to pick your poison, one way or the other.
Yeah. And it's, you know, but the Tuesday night's game, mm-hmm. I mean, you're seeing growth,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're seeing, but what about, you know, because now we're starting the second part of the season.
Yep.
And going into this season, I'm sure you and your coaching staff, you're like, okay, we've got, you know, these six players or these seven, but we need more
mm-hmm.
depth. We got to, so has there been some depth? Are you starting to create a little bit of depth?
Yeah, we so off our bench right now, we've been playing Nehemiah Wright and Jacob Moore, who do play a lot of JV as well.
Mm-hmm.
Both Jake is about 6'3", Neo is about 6'6", very good athlete. They have provided us with some extra depth. So have our two other seniors, Grand Luke. They give us hard minutes whenever they go in there.
Mm-hmm.
So really, I feel like we are about 9 or 10 deep overall.
Yeah.
But like majority of the time, I mean, we really only play 5 or 6 guys overall, but we have about 10 that could do it.
Yeah. Now, with tonight's game, you're on the road
mm-hmm.
and, you know, Central is kind of like Waynesville. From year to year, you know, it can change in a snap.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those snap years.
Yep.
Central is really, really good. And I don't know the style they play. I've just been kind of following them, their wins and losses. And then it was they're part of the Tournament of Champions.
Mm-hmm.
So tell the folks out there what you're seeing out of the Central Bulldogs.
So so Central, so they got a move in this past year. Tyreek Brooks, he's probably their best player. He'll be playing on some Division I floor next year. He's the only senior they got overall. And then they have multiple other kids. They have Keon Epps, who is actually the coach's brother,
mm-hmm.
who's a really good player too, and will be playing college ball somewhere. They have about, I'd probably say, three to four guys who are going to go play college ball somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It may be NAI, it may be D1, but they're still going to go play college ball. They're good enough to go to that level. they're going to play pretty quick overall. They're going to try to speed us up. They like to press. They love to trap. They do a really good job on rotation defensively. Offensively, they love to try to get to the paint. And they are very unselfish. They don't care if Brooks, you're gonna get 30 tonight. Okay, well you go get 30. Mm-hmm. Epps, you want to go get 30? You go get 30. They really worry about the team score, and they play with a ton of energy, and they every single game I've watched of theirs, they always control the pace the whole game on both ends of the floor.
So facing an opponent like that, you know, your options, of course, aside from the turnover, you know, if
mm-hmm.
but is to be disciplined and patient offensively.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were talking about Hartville.
Yep.
You know, and it's almost where, because that gets into the mind of somebody, you know, hey, we're good, we're state ranked, we're playing in tournament mm-hmm. champions, and all of a sudden the West Plains Zizzers are chewing up 45-50 seconds and getting a bucket. That really can get in the mindset of the opponent, can it?
Oh yeah. And they really do a good job, at least for on their end, is they're gonna get after you. But as long as if we can get out of that first trap and get across half court and just try just to slow them down, kind of get them really spread out.
Yeah.
And look for those lanes and look for those kickouts and look for our what I call our dude, one of our dudes, Briggs.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a great option. One thing anytime we're playing our offense is even if we're trying to kind of chew clock a little bit, mm-hmm. We'll always take a layup.
Mm-hmm.
Any situation, we'll take a layup.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, foul trouble, of course. Mm-hmm. The one thing, too, a team that plays really fast and run jumps and hollers mm-hmm. and traps, there could be a lot of fouls, too. Mm-hmm. Free throw shooting could be pretty big tonight.
Okay. It could be really crucial. One thing we really haven't done a great job on overall is we really haven't won the getting to the free throw line battle. And that's a battle in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And our two games we've won this year, I think that's the only two games this year. It may be only three games. Mm-hmm. But anyways, there's only been like two or three games where we've gotten the free throw line more times than our opposing team.
Yeah.
And that always gives you a better chance because those are free shots. Those give you an opportunity to put the ball in the hole with no defense on you.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, everybody, Coach Miller with the West Plains Zizzers tonight. They're going to be taking on Central. That game will air on Hot Country KDY 102.5. And of course, JV, is there going to be freshman JV varsity?
Yep, it'll be a freshman JV varsity. Game time starts at 4:30 with a freshman.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you coming by. Good luck tonight. We'll see you next Friday.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, more Rock and Roll.